Good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to this episode, Season 2, Episode 66. For your mindfulness, motivation, your everyday inspiration today, we bring you to a beautiful scene. Take a look at the video in the links below, our calming morning. And our thought with that video and the inspiration for this episode is, enjoy the moment. Time springs onward. In the video, it is spring. And if you've ever paid attention to spring, you blink and it's gone. It starts to appear slowly, and then within 2 weeks, it's gone. Everything is there, and then everything is gone. So just think about that thought with me. Enjoy the moment. The time springs onward. Wow. Profound, is it not? Are you going, yeah, so? Okay. But time will pass you by so quickly. A decade goes by. Wow, what happened? You went from 0 to 10. Here you are. You went from 10 to 20. Wow. 20 to 30. Where'd the time go? And so on. And so on. Till there's a moment where, I don't have many decades left. Did I enjoy my moments? Am I making the most of my moments? Kind of like expired milk. Maybe you're not expired yet, but there's a date. And sometimes, hey, it's good past that date. And other times it doesn't even make it to that date. My point is to have you think about your moments. You are not expired milk, but you should enjoy things and the moments while you can, while you're physically able, while you're mentally able. Do the best things. Do the things you want to do before time passes you by. Just like spring, it's beautiful. But it comes and it goes, and time goes on. What are you doing today? Literally, what are you doing today? Are you having a vacay day? Are you working today? Are you spending time with family, friends, something that you've been wanting to do? What is going to make the most of your day? What is going to make you take hold of this moment? Listening to this is a good start. Getting your head wrapped around your moments. Enjoy every moment. Even while you're listening to this, I want you to be aware of yourself. How is your body feeling? Are you tired? Are you feeling energetic? Are you feeling excited? Are you feeling motivated? Whatever it is, be sure to feel the feels. Does your body feel like it needs some rest? Does your body feel like it needs some nourishment? What are you going to do to take hold of this moment for yourself? Being aware of yourself, being aware of your mental state, being aware of your emotional state, your physical state, and being the best that you can be for yourself first, to get on to the things that you need to get done to make you happier today. As you take care of others and your tasks. Don't let days pass by before you take moments to enjoy the flowering of spring for yourself. This is your moment to hold on to grab onto, so you can enjoy your life. Time will continue to tick. And even though it will continue to tick, don't procrastinate. Don't sit and waste your time. And then, oh well, maybe tomorrow. What if you don't have time tomorrow? What if something else happens and takes that time? Good or bad, or indifferent. But now suddenly, you've procrastinated even longer. Versus if you just got it done and you seized this moment, you could get on to the next thing. You can do more. I'm someone who, when I watch a movie, sometimes I can only watch in 20-minute segments, because that is actually how our brain works. 20 minutes at a time, and whoop, we need a break. Our mind wanders. If you ever notice, that's what happens. Even if you're in a movie theater, you're watching the movie, wow, you're engrossed in the story, and suddenly you think about something strange. Where did I put my watch? What am I wearing? Anything. It can be anything. And then your mind will go back. But it needs those little breaks in between. And for me, watching 20 minutes at a time, I go, okay, I can get back to it once I've accomplished something else. I am seizing my time. I'm taking it back for me. Because I know, and I'm impressing upon you, that time will spring forth. It will be gone before you know it. You can't hold on to it. You can't buy more of it. It's a gift that you have in the present. It is a gift you have right now. And the morning will come, and the day will come, and the night will come. And another day will hopefully come. But if you got on it today, you can get finished, or you can get closer to being finished and still accomplish everything that you set out to do, instead of sitting for 2 hours watching a movie all at once. I'll get to it tomorrow. Nah. Go ahead and take care of it today, and then reward yourself with another 20 minutes. Well, maybe you like to sit and that's part of your family time and you're all together. That's different. But when it's your time, think about how you can use it more valuably. If you have a bank full of time, but you know it's limited and you don't know, how will you use the funding of time? You can gobble it all up now and do as much as you want and know there's still going to be more and hope there's still going to be more. Or you can continue to just wait and get nothing done. The choice is yours. But I want to motivate you to make the most of today, to make the most of every moment of today. Because time will spring forth. It will come on to you and continue to tick, tick, tick away. Take a hold of today, my friends. I am Avalon, and I want to thank you for joining me on this walk and talk with Avalon today, your mindfulness mentor, your coach, your friend. Share your thoughts with me about what you want to do today and accomplish. I'm here for you. Until next time.